West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, every Wednesday in March and the first Wednesday in April, the Carrollton Ministerial Alliance, which consists of local pastors and ministry leaders, is providing ecumenical worship services at a different church beginning at 12 noon. Senior pastor of First Baptist Church of Carrollton, Dr. David Hughes.
The hope is in this day of in which we're often so many times divided, the hope is you come together at these different churches and you see people who don't regularly attend these churches, that they've come together for the cause of Christ and to worship Him and to do goodwill and to share in community, that you have a deeper sense of community with people that you might not otherwise get to know. Our hope is that that extends beyond just these four Wednesdays, but it carries over the whole year through.
The service tomorrow is at First Baptist Church Carrollton and is followed by lunch, and the church will accept offerings for the McCollum Fund.
Mr. McCollum was a member here. He began this fund because there was at that time beginning to be a need for people who were passing through Carrollton and they didn't have money to get back to their home or get to their next stop. Mr. McCollum started this fund in conjunction with local churches, and it bought these people a bus ticket or nowadays an Uber sometimes to get back to their home. In other instances, it's gotten them a hotel room for a night or two until they can get to their next spot.
Also, First Baptist Church Carrollton is hosting the Carrollton Choral Festival Thursday night at 7:30, featuring performances from several local churches. And co-founder of Carrollton-based Liberty Montessori, Dr. Anna Harris, this week stating the private school does expect to see an increase in enrollment this fall, thanks in part to Georgia's Promise Scholarship, which provides up to $6,500 annually for private school tuition, tutoring, and other educational expenses for eligible K-12 students.
Liberty Eagle Academy has had a lot of interest starting this calendar year in the Promise Scholarship. Unfortunately, not everyone is eligible, but we have had a lot of interest. And if we just get a percentage of the interest that we're having.
Harris says Liberty Montessori provides additional scholarships to help with costs that the $6,500 Georgia Promise does not cover.
We have existing scholarships, internal scholarships that we do fundraising activities for. We have volunteer scholarships, and we also use the GASO scholarship. We participate with that because we are a state accredited with quality program, and so we have that tax credit program that individuals and businesses that donate to GASO get their dollar-for-dollar credit.
There are five schools in the Carroll County District in which students qualify for the Georgia Promise Scholarship, five schools in the Coweta County District, 12 schools in the Douglas County District, 8 Paulding County schools, and 3 Polk County schools are also on the list, as is Ephesus Elementary School in Heard County. I'm Colin Worthington.